you were on your own as a woman, which is a special situation. Not just in India, I suppose, you know, being a woman on your own anywhere is something to deal with, but I imagine that maybe in India there was something about that.
Yeah, it was. I mean, though my mother and I are great mates now, when I was 17, I left home and I was on my own, being that woman, as the Supreme Court judges rightly call me. And I think you see what happens in India is that the real life is so frightening that the middle class really protects itself and really turns inwards, and it's almost blind. It's almost like they have some lenses that fall over their eyes, and they can't see. They can't see the horrors around, because that's the only way to survive in some sense. And I think when you fall out of that cozy little nest and there's no safety net, you realize that it's not all that horrible, actually. You know, and I don't think you can ever unlearn that once you've been there, however briefly or however temporarily. You don't forget. You know, you don't forget whatever happens to you. I keep thinking that there are people in the world who are safe and there are people in the world who are unsafe. And if you're unsafe, you always seek out the unsafe. You know, whatever happens to you in your life, you're always sort of taking that walk. So it was the best university, I think, to go to.